root out the September 1, 2012 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another rain report. I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY. This week, we delve into the Short Ham Radio Roots interviews Rain's founder, producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, conducted in the Rain booth at the 2012 Dayton Hamvention. This time, we feature his short interview with the 2012 Amateur of the Year, S. Suri, VU2NY, recipient of the first International Amateur of the Year Award. S. Suri hails from the southern India city of Hyderabad. He was licensed in 1964 at the age of 22.
I am the founder of the National Institute of Amateur Radio and also the currently the chairman of the institute. Earlier there were six people who worked as chairman. I worked as a CEO, all right, chief executive officer, under the chairman and a board. Now I became the chairman and the board. I was in the Air Force in my younger days. My sergeant in charge for the education was a radio amateur. So he introduced me to the amateur radio. There were not many people who were able to get into the amateur radio in those days. I am really fortunate. My instructor, my Alma, gave me this opportunity to enter and made me to talk to the entire world. That's the reason why I entered the amateur radio.
Why was it so hard to get your ham license in those days?
Because of the lack of awareness on the potential good of the amateur radio among the bureaucrats and the policy makers. Though no one restricted the license issue, but the process is to take long time. And that has naturally put people disinterested, because they are not like in America, where you write the examination, you probably get a license within a week or 2 weeks. But it takes for us sometimes anything between 1 year to 2 years sometimes. So that was those days I got into the amateur radio. So I got my amateur qualification done. In the year 1963, I got license after 1 year, 1964. So I was patient and I was interested. So I continued my interest in the amateur radio.
Did you ever think that you would be Amateur of the Year?
Never. I never dreamt of that. It's a great surprise. I'm really humbled. I do not have any words to express myself. Because it's a great surprise to me that the 52nd Dayton Hamvention, the awards committee, they told me, when they informed me, I was rather surprised. And then they told me, when I asked them why did they choose me, they said, your profile is much better compared to others for this year. So we have selected you. So I'm honored. I'm deeply honored. So I feel happy.
Is it faster today to get your ham license once you pass your test?
Yes. Nowadays, getting the license is now faster. Maybe one could get with the license within just 3 months' time. Earlier it was years, now it has come to months. And we do hope in another 1 or 2 years' time, it may be less than a month, because the policies are slowly changing. That makes us really happy.
We have a challenge here of getting young people into the service. What's going on in India for young people getting into ham radio?
Yeah, I understand the challenge is everywhere the same, but the Indian conditions. Now more people are interested in amateur radio, and young people are coming into the radio. Only thing, they need more of awareness programs about the potential opportunities that are available in amateur radio, like skill empowerment. Because a lot of people get a lot of skills, and that's one. Second part is they do a lot of social activities in the form of disaster mitigation. So as a part of disaster management, a lot of hams are doing a lot of work. So people are interested now getting into the service.
I remember when I interviewed you back in the 90s, the first time I think you came to Hamvention, you stayed at the Econo Lodge.
Yeah.
And the other guy, what was his name?
Dr. Srikant Jichkar. He was the chairman at that time.
And he's now Silent T, isn't
right,
that
right? Right, sir. Right, sir. Yes.
You're listening to an interview, Hap Holly, KC9RP, conducted with 2012 Amateur of the Year, S. Suri, VU2NY, during the 2012 Dayton Hamvention.
What was your first station as a ham?
That was almost a homebrew rig, and on a CW.
Okay.
And I used the 807 valves in those days. And then it was made by two, three group of people together. Each one made for himself. And we had a well-qualified instructor to guide us in those days. So I made my first homebrew rig.
What was your most memorable QSO?
My most memorable QSO was when I did not realize that I was talking to King Hussein of Jordan. And I was just saying Hussein, and he was saying, hello, Suri. And it was, I think, remember about 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Then I was repeatedly asking him his QTH and asking him to know about his profession. Then he had to reveal everything. So that was very exciting.
JY1.
JY1,
you're yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So that was exciting. And at that time, incidentally, I was introducing the ham radio to a lot of youngsters. And he was also excited to help me to see that people get the information. And he was encouraging me that way.
What do you see in the future of ham radio in Asia overall, in India especially?
I see a great future, particularly in India. I have also visited China 3 years ago. I saw a lot of interest in China also. Now, India particularly, because the natural disasters are very common in India. And in most of the national calamities or bigger calamities, amateur radio operators trained by us are able to give them a helping hand, the governments. Sometimes they are the first responders. And this has caught up with the media in the country in a big way. All the television channels, the press media, even Reader's Digest and other international magazines, they quoted us extensively. So this made people to understand the value of amateur radio in natural disasters. So the government stepped in. The government also started encouraging people to get into the amateur radio. Now a lot of youth is entering into the amateur radio.
Do the local police and fire work with the hams too?
Yeah, not like in your country, in America. But then the police and the fire also take our help when they want certain areas not able to cover up for communications. We position ourselves in some places. We coordinate with them. Thus, we help each other mutually. Now, some of the technical problems which even the police face in designing antenna systems, things like that, mm-hmm. Our MHOs who are well qualified, they help them, the police. There's a lot of interaction between police and the hams.
I understand women are getting into ham radio more today than ever before in India.
Yeah, women are equally interested in amateur radio. Once woman gets into amateur radio, if the ham bug bites her, it never goes. She's more determined, more devoted to amateur radio than many men that I have observed in India, because they feel this activity even by sitting in the home, and they are able to contact many people outside. Mm-hmm. And most women, when they are married, when they have children, and they are homebound mostly, unlike in other countries. So when they're in the house, in their spare time, they use amateur radio as a hobby. And that's how they benefit themselves.
S. Suri, VU2NY, the first international recipient of the Dayton Hamvention Amateur of the Year Award for 2012. He was interviewed at the 2012 Hamvention in the Rain Booth by Hap Holly, KC9RP, for his Ham Radio Roots series. Incidentally, Hap was honored as the 2002 Amateur of the Year. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2012 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for all those connected with the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at the Rain Report. www.therainreport.com.